Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a Football Friday playoff game coming up on Sunday night for the Commanders against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lost to them earlier in the season in the opener, 37-20. That's a long time ago. What do you expect to happen this Sunday? We made our picks earlier on WSA9. I said 31-28. Picks was 31-27 originally, then 31-28. Basically the same score.
Sure. Offensive fireworks.
I don't know that
Sunday
I remember
night.
EB's score, but he's got
kind of all over the place.
The Commanders winning.
I'm trying to manifest a blowout.
You're trying to put it out in the universe.
I'm trying to just manifest a blowout because no one's talking about it. I don't know. We might be due for like a special performance.
What happens if it's blowout to the Buccaneers?
Like, that'd be disappointing. I can,
you're setting yourself up for the back padding if it's potential blowout. What happens?
I know you guys think I do that. I do that. I have this like this weird way of trying to set myself up to back pat. I don't.
What I know that you do is that you cover all bases. So, like, for example,
I might cover two or three, but I don't cover all.
For the NFL draft, you were like all over the place, and ultimately you did have Jaden number one, but then you were like, but I really like JJ McCarthy. Maybe they should draft him one.
Wish I could redo my board. I wouldn't have Jaden McClain number one.
With JJ was that I was less injury. Ironically, he got injured and missed the season.
Correct.
Well, that was my argument with him.
If he's healthy next year and he's a starter at Minnesota, I will be interested in him for fantasy football purposes.
Anyway.
Or he might be traded away because their starter might be Sam Darnold.
I don't think that's going to happen.
We want to hear from you. What do you think happens?
I don't know.
On Sunday, right now, if you look at the poll, which we put up at Junks Radio, 74% believe Commanders win, which tracks to about what people were saying earlier this week when we put up a similar poll.
I'm guessing if we were doing Tampa radio, 75% would be picking the Buccaneers.
Well, I will say we had two guests. Ira Kaufman was pretty confident the Bucs would win, but the other guy we had, I think it was our beat guy or whatever it was, whoever it was, he was kind of nervous about it. He seemed kind of pro-Commander. Do you remember? Who was the first Bucs guy that we had? Drabby, you booked him. Who was
Hold on, was it a Bucs guest guy? Oh, it wasn't
Ira Kaufman.
Ledyard.
Yeah.
He was kind of pro Commanders. He had a different take than Ira Kaufman.
Look, the Commanders have, even against really good teams, have mostly been in games, even during that 3-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Eagles recently. Now, I understand Jalen Hurts didn't finish the game, but they overcame five turnovers in that game.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible that they beat the Eagles with five turnovers. And so they've been on a roll. They won five in a row. I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination to believe that they win on Sunday night. I do think it's a stretch to believe it's a rout. But
why is that a stretch?
Maybe.
We're scoring
30 points. Because I just think that Tampa's going to score.
I know, but
I could see Washington winning 30-20. You can give me a scenario 35-24. I don't see like 31-10.
Right.
That would be a shocking outcome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a one-score game.
That would be shocking on either direction. Like, I don't think either team's going to blow the other team out.
Right.
All right, let's bang out these calls. We're going to go in order. So, happens our first call's from Tampa. Shocker. Wonder who they're picking. Mac, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, Jenkins?
Hey, doing
Mac,
great.
What's up, Mac Attack?
Hey, I'm going with Tampa Bay because I live here.
Right off of
301.
All right.
And I say between whoever gets thrown out between Lattimore and Mike Evans, whoever gets thrown out of the game.
Well, hold on. Are you a Tampa fan or are you a Washington fan?
Man, I don't even know.
Oh, you're confused now. Right. Now that you've moved to Tampa, you've kind of adopted them, haven't you?
Yeah. And, you know, they give some great Super Bowl parties, I tell you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And, but I'm going with Tampa, and I wish I could go to the game, but, you know, It's $95 to park.
Ooh, just to park?
Man,
wow.
Places are stacking that
cash. You're going to Uber.
Yeah. I didn't check on the tickets. I just asked, how much is parking? $95.
Jeez.
Okay.
That is absurd.
Yeah, you watch that from home.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Sunday down there?
I think like 50,
I think
right?
It's 64. I mean, I think it was
But
about
a game
54.
Time's going to be 54. Like in the low to mid 50s.
Right,
a little bit of rain possible.
Football weather.
Very little wind.
All right, good.
Yeah. But I'm going to go out and party with the D.C. people when they come out tomorrow night. I'm gonna definitely
Well,
go
you're
going
to play,
there.
But you're going to be the one playing both sides.
That's right.
What kind of gear are you going to have on?
What kind of what?
Gear.
Washington gear. I mean, I go to Washington all the way, except
this guy's all over
the place. Tampa. I'm like, oh man,
you didn't want him to play Tampa.
He's a poor fan. I mean, he just root for the Washington.
He's
like that moves to Tampa.
He's definitely confused. Mac, I'm sorry.
I mean, I love them both. I mean, from DC, I live here. I mean,
I gotta know. What do you do for a living?
Sit on my butt.
Retired.
That's right. I sit on my butt every day. And
you got an old lady or what?
Get my check.
You got an old lady?
No. We broke up.
Broke up?
Sorry.
Yeah, she moved back to D.C.
Oh, single. Geez. You're on the market. Good for you.
That mean you're on the prowl.
Yeah, I am.
Are you on the apps?
No.
Where do you meet chicks?
What did I meet?
Might be out of the game.
The library.
He's not out of the game. Where do you meet girls now?
Church, the library.
The grocery store. Mostly the grocery store.
Oh, Publix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Publix is a good spot.
What's the move?
You hang out in the melon section.
The only thing about the grocery store is here, it's like 30, 40 degrees, and they got air conditioning on in the store.
Right.
The grocery store. Right. I don't know.
What about the gym? Do you go to the gym, Mac?
No, I got a treadmill. I do my little stuff here.
I know, but that's a good place to meet chicks, maybe.
Yeah, I got to keep that in mind. You guys are good.
We are, right? We're very good.
How old's Mac?
Hey, tell me this real fast.
Yeah.
I got my lower back problem. Ice or heat? What should I do?
You got to do both.
Alternate.
Stretch. Yeah. You got to stretch, bro.
Chiropractor.
Anti-inflammatory. Stretch it out. You take anti-inflammatory. Cortisone. Maybe
he's got a lot of internet chiropractors he's going to send you.
Use the voodoo cream that Hank Haney shelled out.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to you guys. I hope it works out. But
all right, Mac. God bless you, man.
All right. Well, you guys take it easy up there, man, and don't freeze. Okay.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, pal.
Mac. All right, y'all take care. I love
Mac. All right, love
mess.
You too, man.
Mac's all
I gotta
over
tell
the
you,
place.
I had a conversation with Horsey yesterday when I was breaking it to him that I wasn't gonna make the Kringle.
Right.
And I don't want to embarrass him too much, but he was saying, "Let's cut him up." We're going in all that.
Sure.
He's like, he's gonna break his diet for one day. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And he was asking, I was like, you know, I'm playing a lot of golf. I'm not lifting as much as I used to. I'm disappointed in myself. And he's like, yeah, I still go to the gym 5 days a week. He goes, the new move now is you just look at the girls that come in. And then he goes.
He's married.
No, I know. By the way, five days a week. I asked him if I could say this.
He has no kids.
He has no kids.
Okay.
He goes, the move is these girls wear these ridiculous outfits. And he goes, first. He knows they come in with like yoga pants and then they have like a sweatshirt and he goes, I know that's coming off. And he keeps working out. That sweatshirt goes. Now they're down to, they're damn near naked by the end of the workout.
It's a really creepy combo.
He says,
you
that's
have
the
horses.
Thing. Valdez, you're shaking your head. Yes.
Yeah. I was at the gym, not at the mill, but yeah. I went to the Nubs gym that I go to sometimes.
Right.
Half naked.
Yeah. He goes, I go, you gotta get called out. You're going to be in one of those TikTok videos. He goes, no, I'm an expert.
Stitching coming. I know.
He goes, I know how to use the mirror to the mirror to the mirror. Like, you know. And he goes, I just keep working. He goes, I know that's coming off next.
It's a show.
He has motivation to go to the gym 5 days a week. So good for him.
I mean, some of the outfits are a show.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me. All right, let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up,
doing
Rod?
Great, Rod.
All right. So look, I think we could win this game. I tell you what, if we had the ball last, I bet on Jaden Daniels. But I think if Jaden Daniels outplayed Baker Mayfield, we'll win this game.
And I agree with that.
I also think though. Remember the first time we played these guys, man. We couldn't get off the field on third down. I mean, these guys were picking up third and 15, third and 10. We could not get Baker Mayfield on the ground for nothing.
Right.
So I think we got to stop the run, and, you know, and our offensive line ain't great. We ain't been running the ball good lately, and we got to worry about Vita Vea and all them guys. But I would say this. That was Jaden Daniels' first game when we played them.
Right.
If Jaden Daniels outplay Baker Mayfield.
I'm with you.
We're going to win this
game. Let me ask you a question. Rod, I think we're of the same ilk. Are you scared of Bucky Irvin?
Yes, I am.
You forget the G.
Irving.
Whatever his name is.
Irving.
Irvine. Are you scared of Bucky Irving, whatever his name is?
Yes.
You are?
So this is what I'm concerned about.
I'm not scared of him.
I
barely heard of him.
I, I think our defense can stop him for maybe, you know, our defense, for some reason, you will run on us in the first half and we'll stop you in the second half, or we'll stop you in the first half and you'll run on us in the second half, vice versa. So I just hope if he run on us, we stop him in the first half. Don't let him do one. Don't let him break a 40-yard, 30-yard run in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to stop him in the first half. I mean, if he's going to run on us, let him run on us in the first half.
I don't understand.
He doesn't want Bucky Irvine running in the second half.
Yeah.
Right. All right. But Rod, good question, man. Thank you.
Rod makes a good point, though. On third downs in week one, they were 9 for 13.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah. Well, that's when
I thought Washington was historically bad defense.
Washington was 2 for 8. They're going to be a lot better than 2 for 8.
We're going to be better, and our defense is going to be better, but our defense is not great.
Offense is different, though, by far. That game was Cliff Kingsbury.
He hadn't found his bag yet.
It was the first game for Jay Daniels. He was coming out of the preseason. He was babying Jay.
He was throwing
a bunch of sideways passes. We're like, what the heck's going on here?
No, you're right. Yeah. It's a totally different look.
Your leading wideouts there were running backs. It was B-Rob and Eckler led the team in
receiving. I'm convinced we're going to be better offensively against them. I'm not convinced we'll be better defensively.
That, I think, is the more worrisome part of this game.
Sounds like a shootout might be brewing in Tampa.
By the way, somebody sent me a link. I don't even know all these people. I know somebody from three ESPN writers. I don't know them. Do you know the caller? Do you know Moody?
I don't.
Do you know Walder? They're all picking the Commanders.
Ooh, like that.
I think Walder is one of their analytics people. Seth Walder?
I think Moody's a fantasy guy.
Okay. Well, those three guys are all picking. Now, in high-scoring games, it's like 33-30, 34-29, 31-26. So everyone's kind of thinking the same thing.
Play the over.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are picking Washington. It's not unheard of.
Well, especially when you're getting points.
What's the teaser of the week?
Tease that Ravens total down.
All right, get that down to 37-ish.
Take the skinnies plus 10 or 11 or whatever the hell they're
And then you can take the skins plus 10, yeah.
And bump the Bills
or nine
down.
Or 9.5.
Bump the Bills down. They're going to beat Denver.
One of those games is going to bone you. Three-game teasers. They don't come through very often.
800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next on a Football Friday. Who do you like on Sunday night?